Don't miss a minute. Listen at your leisure, always online and on demand at RadioMD.com. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
And this is Dr. Mike. You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. One of the things that I had when I was a kid was mumps. And a lot of us, when we were growing up, had those viral diseases such as mumps, rubella. A lot of those things we had because that's what kids have when they don't get immunized. And we didn't get immunized when we were growing up. We got the diseases, chicken pox, etc. Well, mumps sometimes caused hearing loss. And with that hearing loss, I didn't learn how to play a musical instrument very well. At least that's what I think. I think my problem with hearing, my problem in not hearing tones correctly, stemmed from some of those chicken pox like rubella, if you will, measles, mumps, diseases. And one of the hazards, I think, was I didn't learn how to play an instrument well. Well, one of the stories this week is, in fact, about learning how to play a musical instrument. This was a study of MRI, magnetic resonance data, and it was 232 children ages 6 to 18. The researchers conducted brain scans, that is MRI scans, to measure brain development associated with playing a musical instrument. Music playing altered the motor areas of the brain because activity requires control and coordination. It increased, it thickened that area of white matter in their brain responsible for that. Even more important to Hudziak, H-U-D-Z-I-A-K, who was the physician who led this group, was that the changes in behavior-regulating areas of the brain. Music practice increased the thickness of the part of the cortex that relates to executive functioning, including working memory, emotional content, as well as organization and planning for the future. That is, learning how to play a violin, that's what they tested specifically, increased your brain development and thickness. And it plays a critical role in inhibitory control as well as aspects of emotional functioning. A violin, the implications of this work by Hudziak are, might help a child battle psychological disorders even better than a bottle of pills. So the entirety of a young person's environment, parents, teachers, friends, pets, and extracurricular activities clearly contribute to psychological health, Hudziak said. But such statistics, when taken in the context of the neuroimaging results, these brain scans they got when these kids were listening to Tchaikovsky's Nutcracker, gives evidence of the vital importance of finding new and innovative ways to make music training more widely available to youth beginning in childhood. That is, learning Tchaikovsky, in essence, improved the kids' brains, and not just for the short term, but it looks like for the long term. That's really very, very impressive data. Now, there's another study that really gives very impressive data that is probably totally unexpected. And this is a study from the United States, but was done in Bangladesh. And in Bangladesh, daily maternal supplementation with a normal prenatal multivitamin, which has 15 different minerals and vitamins, was compared with just getting iron folate, that is the standard thing that has been done in Bangladesh, before and after childbirth. Now, the extra prenatal multivitamin, which was literally 13 more things, did not reduce all-cause infant mortality, but it did result in significant reductions in preterm birth, low birth weight, failure to thrive, and some other key things. That what does this mean? It means that, as we've been saying all along, every woman who is in the potentially pregnant era should get a prenatal multivitamin for 3 months before she gets pregnant till after breastfeeding is completed. So this was done in Bangladesh, and it obviously is poor maternal nutrition is common there, but this technique of the maternal prenatal multivitamin decrease preterm deliveries, essentially wiped them out. And preterm deliveries are a very expensive thing. So this looked at 44, and to tell you how big this study was, 44,567 pregnant women in Bangladesh were randomly assigned to receive the supplements containing the 15 micronutrients or the iron folic acid alone. At 6 months, no change in infant mortality, as we said. But if you look at it, there were 764 deaths in the iron folate, 741 deaths. So not statistically significant, but numerically greater. If you look at multiple micronutrients and stillbirths, again, a reduction of about 10%, not statistically significant. And if you look at low birth weight, again, about a 10%, 15% reduction. But again, that was statistically significant, but we don't know whether it made a difference in overall well-being of the child after age six. So what did we learn from this study on multiple micronutrients versus iron and folate? Iron and folate aren't enough to decrease birth defects, aren't enough to decrease preterm babies, aren't enough to have a normal maternal nutrition. You need more than iron folate. You need a prenatal multivitamin given repeatedly. Now, I suppose I should take questions, but I'm going to plunge ahead rather than taking some questions, because there's two more that I really want to get to. One more that is really key, and then I want to answer a question that a reader asked us on one of the subjects today. So this is a life choice behind 4 in 10 cancers. We said that the United Kingdom Cancer Research Group looked at all of the cancers in the United Kingdom, 1.4 million of them, over a four-year period, 2007 to 2011, and found that at least 4 in 10, maybe 8 in 10, maybe as many as 1.2 or 80% of them were due to lifestyle choices. So the question came in, if you avoid heart disease and you avoid cancer, what do you die of? And the answer isn't gunshots. The answer is, in fact, you die of frailty as you get older. And the reader, the person who emailed us, then said, if it is frailty, wouldn't I want to rather die of a cancer? Well, no, it's frailty, but you die a lot earlier. In other words, you would die, if you will, at age 75 or 80 from cancer or heart disease or stroke. But by avoiding those with lifestyle choice, you might die at age 95 or 100 of frailty. So which is better? Well, that is really a personal choice, isn't it? You have to make your own choices as to what you do. In that case, for me, living at a higher quality for longer is what I personally would do. When we come back from the break, we're going to talk about one of the most interesting stories in this week's news of the week, that is nanofilters cleansing environmentally hazardous industrial byproducts. What are we doing with industrial byproducts? What are we doing with those algae that eat heavy metals? How good is the recycling process? We'll talk about that when we come back on You, the Owner's Manual radio show with Dr. Mike Roizen. And, of course, Gary Ginsberg, always here. We have another great guest, I should tell you, spectacular guest coming next week. But for this week, hopefully you heard the first hour's guest of Tom France on The Hearing Doc. We'll be right back. Stay well on Radio MD.
It sounds disgusting, but the average person has 160 varieties, 100 trillion bacteria in their GI tract. Some bacteria are beneficial, many are not. Undesirable bacteria can leave you feeling tired and sluggish and bloated. A simple solution, Natron's Healthy Trinity. You've heard of Healthy Trinity. It's the premier probiotic that's been helping millions of people with digestive problems for over 20 years. This powerful probiotic can help optimize digestion, promote healthy immune, colon, and liver function. And with a healthy digestive system, you'll gain focus and energy, and you'll feel so much better. Here's a special offer, 20% off a 3-month supply of Healthy Trinity. This is a limited time offer with a money back guarantee. Get 20% off right now. Call 866-4-NATRON or go to natron.com. Enter promo code RadioMD for the discount. Don't miss a single day without taking your Healthy Trinity. Natron.com.
When Dad needed help getting around, I became his driver. Any daughter would do the same. But soon enough, he needed help doing more things. And it was up to me to be his personal shopper and financial manager, too. And before I knew it, Dad moved in with me. So I became his cook, his personal assistant, his physical therapist, and even his nurse. When I started taking care of Dad, I didn't realize all the roles I'd have to play. But no matter what, I know I'm still his daughter.
We understand the many roles you play. And to help, we created an online caregiving resource center. At aarp.org/caregiving, you can find resources and connect with the caregiving community. Together, we can better care for ourselves and the ones we love. Visit aarp.org/caregiving to learn more. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.